word healthy has such a weird connotation for people. Being healthy does not mean you are giving up flavor. It does not mean your food does not taste good. And it does not mean it won't be interesting. So when you come to me, I can show you how to do that either for yourself, or I can cook for you, or we can have fun in the kitchen with the kids. Whatever you want to do, come to me and I can help out.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Ashley Tresoline, which I want to pronounce with its Italian background because she comes from an Italian background, from Bella Foodie. We're going to hear about what Bella Foodie is all about and about an event that's happening this coming Saturday at the Winter Farmers Market at Forest Park in Springfield. But first, Ashley, tell me all about Bella Foodie.
Well, I'm a personal chef and food educator. We make healthy food fun.
Tell me about some of the things that you've enlightened people with that they thought maybe they didn't like healthy food, and then you show them a recipe and their palate's blown.
I test stuff out on my family and friends, which they don't always know they're guinea pigs. Every time I have people over, I have some friends that are vegans, and I'll make a dish that's vegan and I'll always tell the vegan which dish is vegan. But I have people that are always adamant, I'm not trying the vegan dish. It tastes bad. It looks pretty, but no. So I only tell the vegan it's vegan, and then everybody else eats it and they're like, that's amazing. Can I have the recipe? And they're like, you just ate vegan food.
Is there like a go-to ingredient with the vegan food that like wows even the vegan skeptic?
Well, it all depends on what people like. But you know, it's so funny when you pull out different grains like quinoa or things like farro and bulgur, things that people aren't necessarily familiar with, but they think, oh my God, that's just for vegetarians and vegans, and who eats that stuff?
Ashley, I'd love you to just share a little bit of your story about how you became a personal chef that focuses on local food and healthy food and delicious, tasty food.
My journey is a little different than most people in my profession. I had health problems. I was diagnosed with MS when I was around 21, and I realized that eating healthy and eating local ingredients was a way to help support my immune system and support my body in a way that kept me as healthy as I could possibly be, even when times were bad for me. And if you're not healthy from the inside out, you know, you can always look good on the outside, but what's going on inside is more important.
When I was at the White House Conference on Hunger, Nutrition, and Health, there was a huge emphasis on nutrition in regards to fighting hunger, which I thought was incredible and inspirational, and people talking about food as medicine. And there was an incredible testimony from New York City's mayor, Eric Adams, about how he was diabetic. He woke up blind one morning, and then he switched up to a plant-based diet and was cured, essentially. Then he convinced his mother, who was on insulin for decades, to switch to a plant-based diet, and she was off insulin very shortly. So this is a really exciting and innovative time when people are starting to focus more on the health in the nutrition in regards to this. Cory Booker, the senator, said at the same conference, we're going to put the F back in the FDA and focus more on the food aspects of it, which is inspirational. And I think it's inspirational when a chef like you, Ashley, from Bella Foodie, can make it inspirational to the palate as well.
Food is medicine, and it's something that we all need to work on and to see it as part of a way to support our bodies. And it doesn't have to be boring in any way.
So CISA, this coming week, we're doing this great fun event at Forest Park in Springfield, and it's the Winter Farmers Market, and Bella Foodie's going to be there. You can share, Ashley, what you're going to be doing, but the whole idea is, again, for how do we make food fun and pull kids in at an earlier age so they have a relationship to their food, they know where it's grown, they're buying it from their farmers, and they have a way, in this case through Ashley, to actually be tasting and trying things.
I'm so excited about this event. I love teaching kids and educating them at a young age because I see their little eyes light up and that flicker of, oh my God, this is where things come from. And we are doing an apple tasting for the kids, and I'm going to be making these little granola apple dippers with a bunch of local ingredients with like maple syrup and honey, and the kids are going to get to take them home. They're going to love it. It's going to be kind of messy but fun.
Speaking with Ashley Tresoline from Bella Foodie, who will be part of the winter market, although I don't really want to call it that. It's too early at Forest Park in Springfield Saturday. from 10 to noon. As I mentioned at the beginning, Ashley, it says on your bio that you come from an Italian culinary tradition. Any of your favorite recipes that come from the Italian background that you think are dynamite when it comes to hitting all the notes that Bella Foodie is pushing for with the nutrition and the taste?
You know, the best thing about Italian cooking is that true Italian cooking is highlighting amazing ingredients that are seasonal or from whatever region that they're from, and simplicity. If you have amazing ingredients that are in season, come from where you are, you don't need to do a lot of things to them. So a beautiful, simple caprese salad. Well, now you can turn it into something with maybe pears and basil and burrata or mozzarella that's local.
Love it. I have to try that now.
And Ashley, just to allow you to do a little plug, if somebody wants to be in touch with you about your personal chef services or maybe having a kid's party for eight, how do they reach you?
The holidays are coming up, so coming to reach me is the way to go. I teach private classes for kids. I teach bigger classes. I do parties. You can follow us on Instagram at BellaFoodie7, or you can go straight to our website, BellaFoodie.net.
Ashley Trezzoline from Bella Foodie. You can check out what she has to offer at bellafoodie.net, or you can just go to the winter, and I put that in quotes because it's still fall. Farmers Market at Forest Park in Springfield on Saturday from 10 to noon. Well, there'll be a cooking demonstration, and you get your kids involved in some of the delicious and yet nutritious aspects of cooking. Bill Gorman from CESA, who's putting on that event at the Winter Farmers Market this weekend. Find out more at buylocalfood.org.